and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Author, businessman, consultant, and motivational speaker Nito Cubain stated, "Change brings opportunity." God does that. He allows change to take place in our lives and at times prompts us to facilitate change as a precursor for opportunities to line up. It takes courage to change. It takes faith to see an opportunity and seize it. Most people are dwelling about the past or worrying about the future, all the while missing the grand gift of the moment, the time God is giving them right now. Our guests today are people of the moment. They are an example to us of what happens when we extract the succulent nectar of life. The moment that is now. See where that kind of living has led them and where it will lead you. Here we are, The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. We exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. If you don't know him, if you're looking out the window, looking into the window as it were, like you were window shopping on the row of religiosity, wondering what does it mean, well, you're listening to the right program at this moment. We want to lead you to faith in Christ, for you to know his love for you. Whatever you're going through, whatever you've done, whatever you're facing, whatever you've struggled with or might be struggling with right now, that Christ died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash away your sins. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ calls you to himself. Yes, you to himself this very day. Perhaps you are a Christ follower already. Well, we want to inspire, encourage, and equip you. Kelly Pagargan has been married to Jeff Pagargan for 21 years. She's a homeschool mom of 5 children: Taylor, Bailey, Kendall, Reagan, and Colson. 4 lovely girls and 1 handsome boy. I call him the prince. And they are a newly commissioned missionary family to Japan with the Evangelical Alliance Mission team. Jeff and Kelly relocated to Northern California almost 7 years ago to allow their children to experience seasons, road trips, and family bonding. And after 5 years, what they received was a call from the Lord to become missionaries in Japan. But the incredible part of the call was the Holy Spirit speaking to them through their children. Kelly and her children are here to tell us about it. Kelly, welcome to our show.
Hello, Danny.
All right, Kelly, let's get right into it. Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Sacramento and moved here when I was about 6 years old and grew up in Kalihi, went to Kalihi Waina, and then on to Pearl City High School.
Okay, you took a jump there. Uh-huh. You took a couple of jumps. Sacramento and then Kalihi.
Yes.
That's quite a leap.
Yes.
And then from Kalihi, Pearl City. What was it like growing up in Kalihi?
Oh, Kalihi was really fun and I guess taught me a lot about just growing up with neighbors and lots of people and friends and just having that ohana environment, you know, hanging out at everybody's house and just going playing in the streets and walking here and walking there everywhere.
Okay. Now you ended up in Pearl City.
Yes.
Is that where you went to school?
Yeah. Graduated from Pearl City High School.
Okay. Of course, you know, I got to let you, as you're listening, I got to let you in on a, kind of a little backstory. Actually, Kelly and I and my wife, Jamie, we actually all grew up together.
Yes.
And literally grew up together at church there at Kalihi Union Church. And I'm blessed to experience many times even singing together in the children's choir.
Yeah.
And traveling together. And but Kelly, you went to Pearl City. What did you do for your extracurricular activity there?
Oh, of course, I had to be in the band. And I was a cheerleader for 1 year, played volleyball. And I think I really enjoyed high school.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, growing up, I think it would be my grandma, Kawazoi, and just her her spirit of always being helpful and praying. She taught me how to, or she showed me by example of just praying for people every day. And she would go into her room and shut the door and make sure all of us are quiet because she would be in there with her red Bible, and she would just sit on her bed and pray for, I think it was like a half an hour or an hour every day.
Yeah. You talk about a legacy left. I mean, here you are with your kids.
Yes.
And we're here to talk about where God is leading you. And you sort of anchor back to Grandma Kawazoi praying. And who knew what God was doing in her heart? What she was actually praying?
Exactly, yeah.
How the Holy Spirit was prompting her.
Yeah.
I marvel at those things. How did you become a Christian?
Well, growing up in Kalihi, we stayed at Grandma and Grandpa's a lot. And so she brought us all the kids to church at Kalihi Union. And I guess it was in high school that through elementary school, we went to church. But it was in high school when my parents got a divorce and my dad went through a really dark time and I know that my grandma was praying for him really hard. And it was when he became a Christian. And just seeing him turn around and knowing that all that he did, he could turn back and be forgiven and have this new life with Christ. And so that's what I wanted. And so he actually, at Point Panic, he said the sinner's prayer with me. And that was in high school.
Sort of a crystal moment.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful, beautiful moment that is emblazoned in your heart. And I'm looking at your kids right now, and they are beneficiaries of what Christ has done in your life. And Jeff,
right.
Your dear husband. I have great respect for Jeff, friend, dear friend. And we're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, I'd like for you to take us further. You know, how did you meet Jeff? How did you guys, obviously the Lord has blessed you with a lot of arrows in your quiver. And here you are, Kelly, with your beautiful brood. And God is taking you on a path. You know, our listeners today are on a path. path. Some are trying to get back on the path. Some are, you know, contemplating leaving the path. And we're talking about the path of walking with the Lord. You see, life is like that. Life is, as we traverse the course of life, there are many distractions. And I know that. Kelly knows that. Anybody who lives knows that. And we also know that there are times when we go off the path. Oh, how we need the gracious hand of the Lord to lead us back. Sometimes it's a little more firm than others. Sometimes it's a stern but loving hand. And sometimes soft and gracious, because all we need is a little nudge. But you know what? Wherever you are in life, right now, as you're listening to this show, know that the hand of God is a loving hand. He loves you. He knows you. He sent Kelly to maybe bring you back. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call, so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at the GoodLifeHawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to TheGoodLifeHawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's TheGoodLifeHawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, you ever get that opportunity where, well, it's an opportunity in your mind, okay? It's like you might be under a place of pressure or stress and you're thinking, oh, wouldn't it be great to just go away? I mean, maybe take the family and we would be able to see things that you don't normally see in the area that I'm living in right now. I mean, it'll certainly open up my world. But you kind of look at it, it's like an askance, you know, you look at it from a side glimmer. And then off you go back to the normal rigmarole of everyday life. And then the moment passes. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Kelly Pagargon. Kelly is on her way with her family to being a missionary in Japan with the Evangelical Alliance Mission. She and her husband, Jeff, and their kids, Taylor Bailey is the university, right? Taylor, Bailey, Kendall, Reagan and Colson, five young ones, well, they spanned a spectrum of ages. They're on their way to Japan. And the amazing story of Kelly and Jeff and their family is the life of faith that they have lived. And if you're tuning in right now and you maybe you just caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get the show in its entirety, a free podcast available for you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go ahead and check that out. That we have other programs, shows available for you with the topics of your choice. And you can listen to them. And I would always encourage you, pass it on to a family member or a friend. You think, maybe you're trying to reach somebody. Maybe you think it'll benefit them. Send it to them. Share it with them. TheGoodLifeHawaii.com. Okay, Kelly. Now, you talked about how your dad, there at Point Panic, you guys prayed together and you accepted Christ. You were in high school. What do you feel the Lord was doing in your heart at that time in your life?
I think he was showing me that we can all come back, that that he is, that God is there waiting for us to come back to him, no matter how far we stray or how sinful we think we are, that his grace just covers us. And rebuilding relationships, like with my dad, like now we just have a wonderful relationship that I wouldn't trade for anything. But knowing that we went through all those hard times together has just strengthened that.
I want to pause there for a moment. You know, we live in a society with broken families. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and Jeff are strong, your family intact. But when you talk about parents going through divorce, I mean, that is commonplace, sadly to say, but it is what it is. Right. And young people are living with broken hearts. But so the parents, too, they live with a lot of guilt. What was it that you feel the Lord did in the midst of the fragmentation that you experienced to bring about the healing?
I think for me, although I was still pretty young, just I think being or wanting that healed relationship, and just I don't know if that's because I was the oldest and, you know, just saw more in the family, but just really desiring that healing and some kind of, connection.
I think there's a yearning in the heart of the child, of a child, a boy, a girl, a teen, to want that. They don't always get it. You got it. I mean, the fact that years later, decades later, the bond, the intimate, the closeness that you and your dad have is a testament. I do want to share a word of hope that Kelly is here sharing, that reconciliation is possible. You might have a gnawing sensation of sadness right now because of a decision you made, a decision you didn't know what else to do. You felt entrapped or you felt abandoned. Wherever it is on the scope of life, and then you're left with pain, God can heal your broken heart. God can heal and mend those wounds and bring your relationships with your children or you with your parent or parents back together again. Nothing is impossible with God. Kelly, how did you meet Jeff?
We were both living in LA. He had gone to school up there and was living there. And I was actually going to school on just like a one-year exchange program. And so my roommate invited some friends that she knew from Waipahu over to our apartment for a luau. And so that was our first meeting. And he came with his guitar and it was all over.
He serenaded you and swept you off your feet.
Pretty much.
And the rest is, as poetically stated, the rest is history, right?
Right.
So you got married.
Yes.
And you have a family.
Mm-hmm.
You made a transition at a certain point in your life to move from Hawaii to move to California. Take us back. What happened?
So this was about 2005, and my mom said, because my mom is from Sacramento, and so she was born there. So her family is all there, and they have a home there that her siblings grew up in, she and her siblings. And so it's in a country town, you know, about a half an hour above Sacramento. And so they were getting ready to sell it because nobody's lived there for 20 years. And so I said, Jeff and I said, we'll take it. You know, and so we knew that we had always wanted, I guess for us, being able to live in the mainland, even just for a little while, you know, we wanted the kids to experience that. And yeah, and so we in 2006, we moved up, and for 1 year, we didn't do anything except no TV, no, you know, we did check out a couple churches, and we went to a small, tiny church that was right across the street from our house. I think there were like 20 people there, and we went there for almost a year.
They were happy to see you come.
I think the youngest person was maybe 60.
They were very happy to see you come.
But yeah, so for a year, we just concentrated on rebuilding and strengthening our relationships with each other.
Did you experience that?
I think we did.
What happened? I mean, describe what happened in the family.
Like, especially the two older girls, you know, they were at that age where there was a lot of bickering, and that's mine, and, you know, don't touch me, don't look at me, you're breathing on me. And and then they...
They're laughing and studying as you say that.
And then they discovered something that they had in common. And I think their relationship was just, you know, when there's no TV, you've got to talk to each other. So then I think their relationship just blossomed from there.
It must have been a joy as a mother to see that marvelous encounter happen for your daughters.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Like, I'm sure they both remember, like, the day they're like, we have something in common.
Well, now I'm curious. What is that? What was the thing that you guys had in common? I think the older sister, maybe Taylor, you can share with us. Go up real close. There you go.
I think maybe the thing that we found that we both really love to do was make music. And so, now we sing together and play together a lot. And so,
okay. Now, how did you discover that? Bailey, you can share this part.
Well, Taylor always used to play and sing on the piano, and Dad played the guitar, and since it was just always sitting there, I decided to pick it up and just started trying to strum. He taught me one chord, and then from there I started reading books and watching YouTube videos on how to play the guitar, and then that's when we kind of started playing together.
Huh. Thank God for YouTube, huh? Yes. I'm thinking, you know, I'm envisioning this thing in my head, and I'm so, it's almost like music. You like music? We like music, you know.
And we sound good together.
Well, you know, it's sort of like in a if you put it in you encase that moment. It's something that you can look back on. It's almost where a fire was lit, you have it for the rest of your lives. Here we have this in common. But it's one of, I would imagine, a number of things that took place through the years, over the years while you were there in Northern California. And as the family continues to meld together, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, was preparing you, the Pagargan family, to take another step. When we come back from our break, I'd like to talk about that next step, because it's more than just a titillating, exhilarating kind of excitement. I mean, we're talking about a deep-driven passion and a fulfillment of longing fulfilled in your life. When we come back, you'll hear the story from Kelly Pagargan and her kids, the story of her and Jeff, of what the Lord, the Holy Spirit, did in their life. But it's not just something that the Lord did, it's something that the Lord is doing and that the Lord is going to do. You know why? Because when you live in the moment, you don't dwell too long on things that are just periphery. Why? Because you're moving forward. And when you're moving forward, there is a dynamism, a dunamis, as is in Greek, the dynamic of life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, "Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call, so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose."
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says, "Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus."
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Now imagine going far, far away, you know, outside your comfort zone. You know, life is one of those things where, you know, we could get secluded and sort of, you know, we live in a bubble. I mean, we live in the bubble of our own world. We eat the same kind of foods. We talk to the same people. And every once in a while, we might step out beyond the bounds of what we know because we watch television. Ah, yeah. Television is the way that we see the world. We're able to peer into other people's lives. There's a great program in Japan that I watch from time to time. It's called Soko ga Shiritai. And that allows you to, man, it takes you into places to meet people and eat food. Well, you can't really eat the food. You're watching them eat the food, and it looks so good when you're watching them eat it. But it takes you to a different part of the world. And you can be laying on your bed or sitting in your couch and actually seeing that. But what about in experiencing that for real? You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and my featured guest today is Kelly Pagargan. Kelly is here with her family, and she is on her way with her husband, Jeff. They are actually preparing to go on a mission, not a short-term mission, but to move to Japan to live. And it's a real act of faith, a real step of faith. And that's why I wanted her to come and share her story with you. If you're tuning in right now, I encourage you to go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the program. You can get the program as a free podcast. I also encourage you to check out thegoodlifehawaii.com. My book, Paradise Calls, my autobiography, is now being made available for you. For anyone who subscribes, just put your email address in there and subscribe, you'll get the ebook for free. And that way it allows me to communicate with you on a regular, ongoing basis. And what I love to do is to enrich you, to boost you up, to encourage you, and with materials, resources, and just to stay in touch. There's so many things that allow us to communicate with you, and we want to do that. Well, Kelly, you were here with, you're talking about you and Jeff, how you guys met, and then how you moved to Northern California. That was one step. Of course, the girls, Taylor and Bailey, realizing that they love music together, and wow, what a bond that is. But other things happened while you were there that sort of led you to where you are now, taking this step to go to Japan. Take us back. What happened?
I think it was about after, because when we first moved there, not everybody wanted to go. Certain children didn't want to leave. And
I mean, they're looking at each other right now. So, Was it you? Was it me? Huh?
And then after we, so that first year, we just kind of were shut-ins. Not shut-ins, but yeah, kind of. And then we finally found a church that we called our home church. And then we got involved with their homeschool group. We started getting more involved in the church and serving there. And then, then we realized that God really used that time to show us, you know, you can start over anywhere. And so that just kind of opened our eyes to, if we really trust Him, you know, it doesn't matter where we are. And so I think that made us more open to just really listening to where he was.
Now, I shared it in the introduction, mm-hmm. that the Holy Spirit spoke through one of your children or a number of your children about this leading.
Right.
So what was that?
Can Taylor share that part? Yeah.
What happened, Taylor?
It was after Uncle Randy and Auntie Gay Hongo, they were touring Northern California, visiting some Japanese churches. And we had coordinated a time for Uncle Randy to baptize me, Bailey, and Kendall. And then we just tagged along with them for a couple, on stage for a couple hula, and just visited the churches with them. And soon after they had left, we were discussing over dinner how amazing it was to just minister to the Japanese-speaking community of Northern California, and how incredible it would be to do that full-time in Japan, since there are just so few Christians there.
And that's kind of when, you know, we're sitting around the dinner table and just talking this through. Wow, there's so few Christians there, and they need more missionaries there, and how come more people don't go? And then somebody said, how come we don't go? You know, so it was the Holy Spirit just really in that room, speaking through the kids, saying, I'm calling you. I commanded you to go. You know, I'm just reminding you that you're supposed to go. And so then Jeff and I were like, but you don't mean us, because we're just regular people. We don't do that kind of thing, you know. But the kids were pretty, you know, set on, we could do that. We should be missionaries. We can serve. And so that's when we just, as a family, it was just the peace that we felt seeing the Lord turn to this new chapter in our lives that we had no idea was even going to be in there. But being peaceful about it, knowing that we wanted to do it together.
You know what I'm amazed at, Kelly? Girls, or young ladies, shall I say, is that you were attentive to the Holy Spirit. You were aware that the Holy Spirit, you and Jeff were aware that the Holy Spirit was speaking through the kids. That there was enough sobriety in the mesmerizing lives that we live that are so fast-paced. You were able to say, hey, something's going on. Even to be able to respond, Lord, we're just ordinary people. That's how most people, I would imagine, would respond. But you still listen. Mm-hmm. And you listen to the kids. Doesn't it say somewhere that the Lord can speak through
exactly.
mouths of babes, right. even? Well, and God used Randy and Gay, Hongo,
right.
through that ministry. And your attentiveness, your being in tune with the Lord. I think that really stands out. It's outstanding. And as you're listening to this captivating story, as you listen to this captivating story, we want you to know that this same story, the same Holy Spirit that spoke to Taylor and prompted things on her heart, and as she began to share, and then the family began to sense the same things. Well, the same Holy Spirit speaks to you too. Whether you're driving right now, whether you're at work, or you might be in the shower, you might be in bed because you're ailing of some for some reason, or as you listen, you might even be behind a prison cell, and behind prison bars. And as the Lord speaks, you know, He can transcend and go through walls and just speak into your heart. And so He sends this dear family to share their testimony of what the Spirit can do, and not only breathe hope into your life and into your situation, but to give you direction. Are you attentive to Him? Are you listening? Am I listening? Oh gosh, I hope I am. I hope we are. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, they're going to take us further. Yes, a magnificent story indeed of how through this encounter here at a dinner table, the Spirit of God is speaking to us. What did they do next? What did God lead them to do next? And as He did, what happened? You see, the Lord doesn't always reveal things all at once. I think He sometimes just shows us a little bit to see what we will do. When we come back from our break, you'll see what He revealed to them and what steps they took. And as they took those steps, the Lord revealed more. We've got a lot to pack in. Now, this story is so full, because they are in the heart of God. And God's heart is full of love for this dear family, but also love for you. And God has a plan and purpose for your life, right where you are. So stay with us, okay? We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Pali Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at the goodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The word is confirmation, okay? God gives me a leading. I take that step, or I'm contemplating taking that step. But Lord, you say, I need confirmation. I want to make sure that this is what you want me to do. It's going to cost more than I'm able to handle. I'm going to go to a place that's far away from here. How are we going to work it out, Lord? I need confirmation. Well, that's the question, the story of our guest today, Kelly Pagargan. Missionaries, her and her family, her husband Jeff, missionaries to Japan with the Evangelical Alliance Mission. Kelly, talking about confirmation, how did the Lord confirm as he was leading you guys to take this next step to move the family to Japan?
Once we had decided, we told the girls that Jeff and I will kind of look into it and see, you know, what it entails and stuff. But the following week, we got an email through our homeschool group offering Japanese lessons. And that's not weird in Hawaii, but where we are in Northern California, you know, we could go days without seeing another Japanese, Chinese, Korean person, you know. And so we knew that this lady who was a Christian from Japan and offering lessons, you know, I had talked to her. We knew that was a confirmation that we should get started. Mm-hmm. And then after that, a couple months later, they asked us to host. Somebody asked us to host a Japanese exchange student. And that was another, we will have a Japanese person in our house that we can, you know, talk to and just kind of get to know and see how God works in that way. And that was something else, too. And so he was there with us for 2 days when the tsunami happened. So he was in our house. We're all watching it over the internet, you know. Mm-hmm. And so after the tsunami, that's when, you know, we talked to the girls and said, this has happened. And there's this all this nuclear stuff and just all these people are just devastated. And that's when they really prayed about it. And we all kind of confirmed with each other that, you know, they were saying, well, even now it's more important and urgent that we go. Hmm. And so, and then through you, we were led to go on a short-term mission, which was a three-week vision trip and mission trip.
I remember. I remember where I was when I got the call. Uh-huh. I was watching Allie at a volleyball tournament.
Right.
So I'm watching volleyball, and I'm talking with you on the phone. Jamie's next to me. I'm talking to Kelly. We're talking about Japan. And then Sherry,
right.
You know, Sherry Kobata, Sherry and Daryl have been going to Japan, and Sherry's right next to me because her daughter, Courtney, is also playing in that same tournament. I say, hey, Sherry, as you're listening, I'm mentioning these names. These are all people that we all, Kelly and I, yeah. Jamie, we all, Sherry, grew up together. And we're all a part of ministry and missions. And I gave the phone to Sherry. You talked to Sherry. And
yeah.
I guess the rest is history with that one, too. Huh?
Right. And Jeff and I always knew when JCC White had started going to Japan that it was kind of a dream of ours to one day take our kids. So when this Japan missionary came up, we'd automatically thought of you, and you would be our first Japan contact, you know. So that's how that worked out. But that was, yeah, another amazing God thing.
So you went, you know, and that's a defining moment.
Right.
When you're, there's nuclear fears, and mm-hmm. I mean, the heart of your kids wanting to go all the more,
right,
is galvanizing. They're saying, hey, that they need us more than ever. And to see that must have been quite a moment for you and Jeff to see
yeah.
that in your own children. Well, you went on the short-term mission.
Yes.
And then what happened as a result of that that has led you now to, you're going to go full-time, long-term, long time, you're going to move to Japan.
Right. And so we, through team, we are going to a team Christian center down in Shikoku, on that, I guess, the smallest island, 4 million people. And we're going to help build up their junior high school. And the girls are going to help lead worship and lead small groups. We're going to, you know, do English classes. And Jeff's going to help with the maintenance of the team properties, and we're just really, really excited to be there and just to get to know the people and to bring hope and serve.
Okay, so the excitement is there, the opportunity is there. What is it that the Lord has put on your heart as far as the next step that needs to be taken?
Right now is just sharing with people and telling them kind of our plans and seeing if they share the burden that we have for Japan and the people of just reaching their hearts and giving them hope. You know, the last 16 months we've had exchange students coming through our house, over 100, you know, we've been in contact with, and just the youth is open, you know, and but they need people there to help. I mean, the missionaries that have been there over 20 years, and we're not pastors and, you know, seminary graduates, but we can serve and we can share God's love. There's Kendall shares that there's one missionary for every 53,000 people there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we just need to help serve and bring hope and just bring the fragrance of Christ.
Kelly, as you mentioned that statistic,
mm-hmm.
it's startling.
Right.
You think about one stadium full of people, and then there's one missionary. Partnerships are very important. and your story. Now I don't know. I don't know how the Holy Spirit is going to speak to people, but I believe that He does speak to people. I believe that He is speaking to people. There might be somebody that may know you and your family, may not know you, but now they know you because they've heard. It might be even somebody that it's just a prompting, a leading, and it would be a matter of obedience to God. But they might want to contact you to find out more about how they can maybe hold hands with you and the Pagargon family in you going. And this is a critical time in your life, critical time in the nation of Japan.
Right.
And God sends you, in a way, maybe it's good that you're not pastors or that you didn't go to seminary, because there are people that you will be able to reach that a pastor or seminary graduate will not even ever be able to connect with. But God sends you there. So if somebody wanted to contact you, how could they do that?
We have a website, teamkibou.com, and Kibou is K-I-B-O-U, and that stands for, or that means hope in Japanese.
Kibou. So Team Kibou, K-I-B-O-U.com. .com. Teamkibou.com. Again, that's not Tim Tebow now, okay?
Right.
Team Kibou, K-I-B-O-U.com, to find out more about Kelly and Jeff Pagargon and their family. How can someone pray for you?
Oh, just pray that we stay encouraged, that we know it's going to be difficult. We know there's going to be a lot of struggles and hard times, but we know that the Lord is faithful, and that we just really want to share God's love, and so that we remain encouraged, though, that we can do that with other people and encourage them to listen to the Holy Spirit.
Mm. Yeah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these dear friends, lifelong friends of Jamie and me and our ministry together through the years as church planters, as missionaries, as friends. And Father, I pray for the Pagargon family, Kelly and Jeff, Taylor, Bailey, Kendall, Reagan and Colson, and I pray, oh God, as they take this step of faith, that you would speak to people, that people will join with them and take the step of faith with them and see your hand at work in and through their lives as they touch the people of Japan, people that you already set apart for them to meet, young people whose lives are going to be literally transformed, changed because of the encounter that they have with Christ through the Pagargon family. You set it up, Lord. I pray that you would encourage them, that you would strengthen them, that you bring many, many people around them to build them up and strengthen them. And I pray also, O Lord God, that you provide for their every need above and beyond even what they could imagine, that they will have an abundance of resources to freely share more, oh, more and more, oh God, with others. It could be a place where it seems economics and materialism may be strong, but the spiritual heart of men and women and young people need the love of Jesus Christ. Japan and anywhere in the world, but you send this family there for such a time as this. Bless them, protect them, anoint them afresh each day as they move forward. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Kelly, it's been a blessing that you're here. When are you going to be reunited with Jeff and your whole family back together again?
We leave the islands on Thursday, so we'll be back in California.
Well, I know he's going to be eager to see you. You know, we fathers, we go away from our kids for certain reasons that sometimes cannot be avoided, but we always long to be reunited with our wives and our children again. And your heart and the heart that I see in your children are just warming to me, and I believe warming to our listeners. Kendall, you're sitting there so gently. Tell me, just we have a brief moment. What dream has God put on your heart?
I want to become I want to teach piano lessons.
Teach piano lessons. You know, the music, written music, played music, actually is an extension of the music of the heart. And that is something that is inside of you that transcends even language barriers and transcends culture. And somehow I believe, Kendall, that the Lord is getting ready to send you there to Japan, put this desire in your heart and in your mind, because he's going to use that gift of music, to bless other young people when you're there. And the hand of God is very strongly upon you. And as I look at you and your family, I think, oh, what a wonderful time this is for you to be used by God and to use your gifts. Well, whether it's teaching, whether it's playing the piano, and whether it's working with young people, whether it's being so young that you got to play video games when mommy and the rest of the siblings are, you know, on the cell phone. Hey, this is what life is all about. This is real life. This is real family. And that's why we call it the Good Life Hawaii radio show. And as you listen today, you, our dear listener, have been on our heart. And I hope that this program was an encouragement and an inspiration to you to see how the Holy Spirit moves in the life of a family. And today, the Pagargan family. Kelly, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you know, in the next few days, you're going to hear more inspirational stories of hope and faith. And this is the perfect time to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. Remember to listen weekdays and online 24/7 available. You can hear our shows, check out different topics, select them according to that of your choice. You can find it at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Remember to share it with a friend. James 2:18 says, "But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do.'" It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Kelly Pagargan, Taylor Bailey, Kendall Reagan, and Colson. Find out more about them at teamkibo.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me.
In the next few days, you will hear more inspirational stories of hope and faith. And this is the perfect time to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. Remember to listen in weekdays and online 24/7. Hear our shows. Select them according to the topic of your choice at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And of course, as always, share them with a friend. James 2:18 says, "But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds.' Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Kelly Pagargan, and Her children, Taylor, Bailey, Kendall, Reagan, and Colson. Find out more at timkebo.com. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just